Dear students, ladies and gentlemen, I am first time in Lindau. My wife and myself very glad to be here. We listen excellent lecture of very famous people here. But listen this lecture, I understand that I might be prepare my lecture not this way that it need for this meeting. But what to do, I shall read what I prepare. I would like to begin my talk with a reference to the fact that the quantum electronic, and based on the stimulated emission of excited quantum system, postulated by Albert Einstein, this year we celebrate the centennial anniversary of his birth. In 1960, by considering the interaction of electromagnetic field with the quantum system, Albert Einstein derived quite a simple Planck's formula for the spectral distribution of radiation intensity. May I have a first slide? Simultaneously, he predicted the appearance of additional simultaneous emission arising due to atomic transition between adjacent energy level under the action of inside radiation. The stimulated emission does not differ from external radiation inside it on the atom. All properties coincide: frequency, polarization, direction, propagation, and phase. The stimulated emission make it possible, therefore, to control the atomic emission by means of electromagnetic wave, and so generate and amplify the coherent light. These very important properties of stimulated emission consist the basis of the laser's actions. In order to understand more clearly the laser's resource, one should investigate advantage of lasers in comparison with the conventional light source. By focusing the light of thermal sources by means of the lens of the screen, we obtain its image. Note that the temperature to which the light might hit the screen would not be higher than the temperature of light source. Quantum generated lasers, in which the light is emitted coherently, permit one to collect the radiation beams on the area with a dimension of order of radiation wavelengths, 1 micron for visible light. By this, extremely high values of energy may be very high concentrated energy. Therefore, under the action of such light, we may fuse of the even evaporate most heat-proof substance. That is very important for the technology. And under the action of such strong light, even we see the possibility of initiation of thermonuclear fusion reaction of light elements. Speaking in the Planck formula, we have in one mode so lot photon that the temperature radiation is practically infinite, up to 10 to 25 degree today. And the real temperature of the samples determined of its thermoconductivity. By radiating the substance with the, thank you for slide. By radiating the substance with the usual light, one may just heat it. By radiating with the laser light and the selecting the light wavelengths in resonance with atomic vibrations, we would make them move simultaneously. That is, it would be possible to control the process of atomic and molecular level. This was so good we see in report and cinema that gives us Professor Lamb just a moment. And many process arise from this. There is not only chemical process that we see from Professor Lamb report, many biological applications arise from resonance action of the laser radiations and any other. By the way, the last time many people begin for the stimulate the term of stimulate the chemical or biological process use not directly laser radiations. Sometimes enough have the method that we use for excitation of lasers. For example, the electron beam supplied and current excitations gives you possible transfer 100% current energy into vibration, for example, nitrogen. Sure, it's possible to have reactions, if it possible, excite the 15 vibration level, it possible to have a reaction between nitrogen and oxygen. But achieve such high excitation is not so simple. But today we achieved the certain level excitation, and using such excited nitrogen molecule, it easy have reactions between phosphite and nitrogen. We obtain very interesting chemical substance, nitrogen phosphide. The light intensity reached by means of laser may be so high that in the electric field of the light wave becomes comparable with the change charge field in the atom. Such intensive light interacting with the substance show a new properties of the substance. By transmitting this light through the homogeneous substance, we observe the reducing of light beam's diameter. That is, there happen self-focusing of light. The law of the reflection and refraction of light are changed. The behavior of light interacting with the medium starts to depend on the light intensity. Now one hope to use the so-called nonlinear interaction of light in order to control the light process, to change the light frequency, direction of propagation, focusing system. By the way, at the last 5 years, here is a very new phenomena obtained. Studying the reflections, radiation from brilliant scattered material, we observed in our laboratory, Dr. Faizulov, Ragulski, and Zildovich, that such reflected radiations is the phase conjugate to the inside radiation. So we have the mirror that like to have many years the opticals that they reflect in the same direction radiations as he incident on the samples. This gives many new possibilities for the constructing optical devices. Of some of them I shall speak in the end of my speech. The light intensity of thermal sources is rapidly decreased with the distance. By using lasers, one can obtain narrow light beam. The shorter wavelength gives more narrow beam. For example, by sending the ruby red lasers light to the moon, By means of telescope with diameter about 1 meter, it possible to have of distance 400,000 kilometer of the moon, they illuminate the area about 1 kilometer in diameter. Moreover, even now we can obtain very short light flashes, about 10 minus 11, 10 minus 12 duration by means of lasers, when the light beam in space has a form of thin disk, 3 or 0.3 millimeter thickness. This allows one to determine distance with such high accuracy. In recent year, the distance to the moon was measured by means of such lasers with precision about 10 centimeters. Having such a technique, we obtain a three-dimensional astronomy where we can measure not only angle light, laser light also gives us possibility to measure with more high precision, measure also a distance between Earth, for example, and Moon. From the speech from lecture Professor Dirac, we know how important such experiment for the determining, for example, the changing constant. The other properties of the lasers that we can have very high stability frequency with very narrow line give us possibilities to have the clock with today precision 10 by 14 delta nu, and in the future we think the, this precision should be higher. Some words about the information abilities of light. A smooth thin curve in space and time give us an idea of electromagnetic oscillation, does not carry any information. In order to transmit a signal, one should spoil the sine curve, make some half-wave greater and the other smaller. Therefore, the amount of information that may be transmitted by means the oscillation process is determined by the number of such oscillation per unit time. Thus, that is, the amount of transmitted information in, is inversely proportional to the radiation wavelengths. By using the light, one can transmit a million times greater amount of information per unit time than the, with help of a meter wave. We mentioned already the space communication. Under Earth conditions, the fog, clouds, dust impeded the light propagation. However, the recent years, large progress has been made in the field of light propagation by microscopic filaments, the light guides. For a kilometer of such light guide, the light intensity changed by a few decibel only. By such thin filament, today can transmit about a million per telephone talks. Of high capacity is the light recording of signals because the smallest size of spot on the photoplate has area of the order of the square wavelength. Therefore, about 10 to 10 bit of information can be contained on a 10 to 10 centimeter plate. For example, in our TV program, or about million pages of printed text. The main condition for appearance of laser actions is the presence of medium with negative absorption, which allows applications amplifications, but not absorption of electromagnetic radiation. This can be reached by violating thermal equilibrium in the atomic transition. When the population of the upper level becomes higher than that of the lower level, That is, when so-called inverse population condition is fulfilled, the medium becomes amplified radiation. Nowadays, many methods are known for the obtaining of states with inverse population. May I have a next slide? They are used in different type of masers and lasers. Well, might be badly to see, but this table starts with the methods who begin study Professor Rabi and deflecting atomic beam. And after that, the Professor Ramsden gives us hydrogen masers. There is a molecular beam NH3, ND3, that work Professor Towns and we work in our laboratory. Today exist lot methods, maybe a little better focusing. Optical excitation of different substance. This is a 3-level scheme, 4-level scheme. Photodissociation molecule, we have a big success last year in constructing high power lasers using such process. Two-photon absorption, Raman scattered, Mandelstam, Brüllian scattered, and many other. Lot of electrical discharge work as a laser field. Many lasers excited in electron beam. First, we begin such work excitating semiconductor lasers as electron beam. But today, we have many other type of laser. For example, so-called excimer lasers. Lasers that work on the molecules of the noble gases. Many lasers work at using the direct and current, thermal excitations, chemical excitation, and then last time also a nuclear excitation. Each year, a great number of papers arrived that is dealing with improvement of efficiency for production of inversion population states, mastering a new frequency region by means of new spectral line in solid, liquid, gases, plasma, atomic, and molecular beams, and the use of different kind of energy for excitation. The method have been development which allow to have the inverse population in pulse and continuity regime, and stability frequency source, as well as a method allowing tuning of transition frequency in sufficiently wide limits. One of the important questions, what is efficiency of such process? Today we have many examples in lasers field where efficiency more than 15%. That electronization lasers, for example, CO lasers having about 60% efficiency and can have very high power, 10 or more kilowatts. The same efficiency, about 70-80% have the semiconductor lasers and many others. Not having to time to comment all methods, formation of inverse population state, and to speak about the application in quantum generator and amplifier, I only give some example illustrating the last idea in quantum electronics. May I have next slide? In the present, the first progress has been achieved in our laboratory in charge with Professor, in group in charge with Professor Soberman, in laser operating in ultraviolet region, about 4,000, 8,000 angstrom, and shorter in the X-ray region. As an active medium of such lasers, the plasma is used. produced by irradiation of solid target by neodym glass nanosecond pulses radiations. Inverse population has been obtained in such lasers in high ionized plasma. For example, we have success in obtaining laser radiation in regions 600 angstrom in calcium 11 ion. Such lasers work in pulse regime with a duration pulse about 5 nanoseconds and have the 10 minus 6 joules. The next examples that I like to mention here, the lasers work, lasers work at the excitation substance by the neutron radiation. The attention of many investigators has been attracted by lasers with direct nuclear pumping, where the energy of nuclear radiation produced is directly converted into energy of coherent light. The active medium of such lasers contain fissile materials such as isotope helium-3, uranium-235, and so on, in which under the action of neutron flux give rise to ionization and gas excitation with the formation of inverse populations. The use of nuclear reactors as a neutron source, as well as the high penetrability of neutrons, allow homogeneous pumping of high volume of the high pressure gases and continuous of lasers at high power. The existing today lasers using the pulse reactors and mixture gallium-3-argon, gallium-3-xenon, work at the flux density about 10 to 16 neutron per cubic centimeter and have efficiency only 10 minus 3%. But considerably high efficiency should be typical for the excimer lasers with a nuclear pumping, but the threshold in this case is such big that it impossible have an unusual reactor. But we think that it possible to have laser actions if used for the excitations, the laser plasma thermonuclear neutron obtained by illumination target by laser radiation, about what I shall speak in the end of my report. Now, a few examples concerning with technological application of laser and their use in medicine. The possibility of fast heating, melting, or even evaporation of any material by focusing laser beam underlies the use of laser in technology. Such operation as laser welding, high precision machining, hardening of components and tools are becoming used in industry on the ever increasable scale. I'm going to cite a few examples. All plants manufacturing diamond wire driven discs make use of present laser equipment. Due to the jewels being drilled with the laser beam, labor production increasing by 10 of time. The output of Roslov factory in our country increased by factor 5 without any increasing as a shop area and the number of workers employed. Our industry has been today converted to the laser drilling of hole in watch jewels. The next slide represents one of such factories. The laser technology, due to such its features as localized actions, the absence of material contact, small area of thermal action, and acquired wide application preliminary in manufacturing electronic components and the lasers themselves. Of particular interest is the application of lasers for the film deposition of material alloys, semiconductor, dielectric, with a controllable thickness of 10 to 100 angstrom. A number of industrial installations have been designed and produced in our country, and the first time is for the electronic industry. The development of industrial CO2 laser, may I have next slide, with a power 1 kilowatt and more. Here is designed the CO2 lasers with a power about 10 kilowatts. After designing and constructing such lasers, the wide application begin in many industries. There is a mechanical cutting and cutting many different material and melting, welding this substance. Next slide represent one of the such device using for the cutting the artificial later and any textile material. The outstanding achievement in laser technology is use of the laser for the hardening of component and tools. The heat treatment regime is chosen so as to bring the temperature of the surface layer of material up to close to the melting point with subsequent fast cooling by heat conductions. Laser hardening provides a higher surface hardness than most of the conventional method produce. So it is due to very high, as I mentioned, cooling rate. Today it possible have 600,000 800,000 degree per second have the cooling process, and corresponding to this parameter increase the number of defect and increase the number of crystals in the substance. So the with the material and work and after such process 4-10 times more than usually material. Laser hardening is put into use in tool production plants today. Heat hardening of components and tools enjoy the widest application in car industry. Next slide. This is some instruments that use for the lasers technology, and gives you possible to have not only narrow beam, but also the any gas atmosphere that it possible send through the tubes. Next slide represent the manufacturing of printing form for the dry offset process of the lasers and engraving machine. This machine in combination with a rotoprint make easy manufacturing the newspaper for small area. Recently, this laser technology begin use for production electronic, radio electronic circles. Now about the amount of examples that laser technology used today, it easy continued. What I can say in general, today we see that the industrial need of a great amount laser radiations that comparable with amount electricity used in industry. Now about lasers in medicine. We are witnessing at the present, thank you for slide, intensification of studies into the biochemical action of high power lasers radiations and in living tissues. These studies serve as basis for a broad application of lasers in medicine and biology for the development of new method of medical treatment. I shall speak about only treatment process and shall not speak about biological effect. That is lot today. As a laser scalpel, one use a present continued work CO2 laser. Four type of diesel lasers, scalpel for the surgical equipment has been produced by our industry. Next slide shows the lasers scalpel one. This is CO2 lasers with power 30 watts, which has found application in surgical operation of stomach and interstitials. In traditional view of surgical operation is always connected with the blood losses and hardness of infection the operation would. No exist for the laser beam. Next slide represent one of example of cutting stomach by the laser radiation. Next slide represent the new design that was proposed by the Professor Skabelkin in one of Moscow clinic that gives possible to using such instrument have the controllable process of the laser actions and if you not only cut but like to connect some biological substance, you obtain new biological effect, biological welding that gives the post-operation process 10 times less than usually weigh. Thank you for slide. About 300 of such operations have been performed today with good success. The specialist chirurgy estimate this achievement as a very big achievement in modern surgery. The equipment employed in surgery find application also in oncology. However, there is an equipment which has been designed specially for the purpose of oncology. It makes use of powerful pulsed neodymium glass lasers whose radiation is capable of selectively destroying cancer tissues to depths of few millimeters without damaging healthy tissues due to the more big absorption coefficient in the cancer tissues. Next white region where the lasers begin applicate is ophthalmology. Ophthalmology represents a field in medicine where laser radiation has been sufficiently used for the long time to perform bloodless surgical operations such as a welding of the retina and welding up the of vessels in the eyes afflicted by diabetes. Many of such operation was done by Professor Prokhorov and Academician Prokhorov and Academician Krasnov, who developed new branch of the ophthalmology using the Kuswich lasers. In this case, it possible to have treat the glaucoma using the very short pulses for this purpose. Today, more than 3,000 access operation was done using this apparatus. Next slide, please. Development our industry. The area of laser application in medicine continued to expand. One of the most promising directions is to use the laser beam to production coagulations in abdominal cavity by means of flexible glass filament, light gut, and the standard endoscopic technique. A laser of copper vapors operating in a pulse continuity regime is developed for this purpose in our institute. Next slide represents the operation in stomach, stopping of the hemorrhage stopping in case of a stomach ulcer. Thank you for this slide. Now some word about other process that gives possibly lasers. The pulsed lasers of copper vapor, I just mentioned, emitting the green spectral region, is being successfully employed as a brightness amplifier in the projection microscope. By using such laser, one can obtain image of a micro object on the screen with a dimension about 1 square meter area. And with 1,000 time magnification. Next slide illustrates the application of laser projection microscope for checking integrated circles. The image shows the part of the integrated circuits. Better focusing a little. Today, a growing number of use are being found for the semiconductor lasers. The semiconductor lasers with electron excitation provide a possibility to create novel cathode ray tubes. For example, tubes for the projection TV. 1 square centimeter of such lasers illuminate by electron beam with 20 kilovolts gives you possible to have the very bright projections of 12 meter square display. Next slide represents such lasers actions as in green light when the screen was worked out from the cadmium sulfide. Today we have lasers that work in a red and blue region with enough good efficiency. Efficiency of such lasers, if the screen cooled by the liquid nitrogen, is about 10%, and 2% when it is at the room temperature. So this gives us possibility to have a good projection TV with quality of ordinary cinema. And in the future also have a lot different scanning radiation process and also the oscilloscope tube. The semiconductor lasers, based on the heterojunction of multi-component compound, having for heterojunction, as it was proposed by Dr. Yeliseyev in our laboratory, many different substances can work in region from the half micron up to 2 microns. This gives us possibility to have good laser radiations at region of a small absorption glass fiber for the optical communication and region 1.5 0.06 and 1.35 microns. We have today such lasers that work at this region, mentioned Miami region, and gives at room temperature continued radiations with power 10-20 microwatt, and work in the time 10,000 hours without spooling. The next slide illustrates a multi-channel optical fiber line using such laser for communication between computer units. The optical communications line operates as a part between fast memory and the processor. It's possible to speak a lot about the computer application of lasers. Today was calculate two type new arithmetic that it possible use for the computer. One based on the memory, big memory that possible have using the optics. Today, I mentioned in the first part of my report, we have the optical material that gives you possibility to write informations, and the spot with diameter about 5 microns. The bit informations need about 10^-14 joules energy, and it possible read information 10^10 time without spoiling material. This gives us possible to have big memory for the optical computer, and so it possible have the computer without processor, where the all operation written in memory. Next arithmetic that was studied was connecting with the big amount operator that is prepared before calculation, and it put on the memory. Many other components for the optical computer technique today constructed. I shall speak some words about using lasers for the control different systems. I use the aeroplane landing system, Glissada called in our laboratory. Next slide, please. This system used three laser beam and ordinary gallium neon red lasers scattered in atmosphere, turbulence, dirty or other process. So you see this the constructions. Pilot see the scattered light. Can I see next slide? Next slide represent this right position that see pilot. And any moving the plane gives you different positions, so it easy if pilot has easy estimate the angle with precision 0.5 degree, to bring the plane with precision 25 centimeter to the landing place. Next slide represents the view from the cabin of flight. Thank you.
First slide.
Finally, I'd like to say some words about possibility of using laser for the production of high temperature plasma with a view of attending and controlled thermonuclear reactions. Such investigation been started in our laboratory in 1963. The laser's method of obtaining thermonuclear plasma is based on the inertial confinement of very density compressed plasma during the 10^-11 seconds. The stage of production thermonuclear plasma with density 30-100 times bigger than the solid hydrogen has already been passed. With of the information of the interaction of laser radiation with dense plasma, the spectrum of thermonuclear neutron X-rays can be the dynamic of plasma compression and expansion all was carefully studied today. All this data was obtained experimentally with lasers with a pulse duration from some picosecond up to 1 nanosecond and energy about up to 1,000 joules. At present time, many laboratories in different countries work on this problem and constructing big lasers apparatus. We do the same work many times, and next slide represents our 10,000 joules lasers. We called it Delphin, that have the 216 beams. Maybe better focusing if possible. This is hall about 600 square meters. In the middle part there is a target chamber, and here is the three blocks. Each has 18 neodymium glass rods with a diameter of rods 45 millimeter. Every eight beams focusing with one mirror and focusing of the target using the unspherical lens with diameter 30 centimeter. This lens was produced for our laboratory by with help of the Optical and Spectroscopy Institute in Berlin. It gives us possibility to focus in radiations at the spot with diameter 100 microns. Today, we have begin work 1/4 part of this oscillation, having 54 neodymium glass rods. To the end of this year, begin work next, this part work today. Begin work next part, fourth part. And we can have radiations with pulse duration 10^-10 second and 10^-9 second, and the energy up to 2,000 joules. We think that such energy gives us possibility to have illumination of target with power density 10 to 15, 10 to 7 watt per square centimeters. And calculations that was performed our laboratory member together with Keldysh Institute of Applied Mathematics, in charge with the group in charge with Professor Samarsky, gives us estimation that it possible go in this way near the thermonuclear threshold, where the energy obtained by target is equal the energy sent by lasers. Today, not mathematical calculation was done, and we try selected different type of target, and we have target that give us possibility to increase the inside it laser radiation 1,000 times. This is a multi-shell target. What work done today to have more powerful lasers, up to 10 to 5, 10 to 6 joule, and having enough big efficiency? The first table that I demonstrate here gives us possible to have such lasers many way. Today it possible have such radiation from CO2 lasers. It possible using the for this purpose Mandelstam-Brillouin scattering radiations. Excimer lasers gives such possibilities, and chemical lasers also. I think it possible have about 10 different projects that gives a possibility to have lasers with energy up to 10 to 5 joule today. Many work was done in this field connecting with constructing of thermonuclear reactors. We do this work together with Institute High Temperature Physics, in charge with academician, sorry. And this project gives us a possibility to estimate Alessandr Ефимович Шендлин, academician Шендлин, and this project gives us a possibility to estimate difficulties that is on the way of the constructing power station using thermonuclear laser reactor. Today we see that a more simplest way is to use the Gebrit reactor, where the we use lasers with energy about 10 to 5 joules, illuminate the target, that gives us possibilities to increase this energy 100 times, and 100 times the energy increasing in the uranium blanket surrounding this target. This is a very interesting construction, because this type of Gebrit reactor that is between the ordinary thermonuclear reactor and the ordinary reactors don't need to rework the uranium materials. The process going about 30 years gives you practically fully burning of the uranium material. Next slide represents the scheme of such Gebrit reactor, having as a cooling medium helium. And next slide, please, represent basic parameter of such reactors. The laser energy 10 to 5 joule, laser frequency, laser efficiency 3%, gain coefficient of the target of 40, gain coefficient of blanket, the 4 in the beginning of company and 100 in the, when the, in uranium you obtain enough bigger amount of plutonium. Then energy power of such station regulated by frequency of pulsing, 10 Hz in the beginning of process and 1 Hz on the middle part of process. So there, next slide, represent other parameter of such reactor. The amount of the uranium amount other material. So, speaking here about lasers, I can mention only a few problems that solve today the lasers physics and technical. I think we could not have laser radiation any properties that need for us physics and technology, but in principle, many of them it possible receive. And so I think the laser physics and technique shall rapidly development. Thank you for your attention.